I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Previously on Succession, a podcast series designed to help you through the fantastic story of the Roy Empire. I'm Katie Puckrick.
Season 2, Episode 5, Turnhaven.
We open with Shiv arriving at Logan and Marcia's back from a London trip. Tom is delighted to see her and wonders if today Logan might announce her. Shiv is doubtful. All the family and staff are gathered for a pre-Pierce visit prep talk. Frank reveals the Pierce family wants to check the integrity of the Roy setup. Logan sets a few rules, such as a 2-drink limit, and reveals Tom may have to play punch bag, as the Pierce family hate ATN, of which he is currently head boy. Before they depart, Logan tells Roman not to mention his management course in front of the Pierces, because it sounds like he's in business kindergarten. Helicopters depart New York, destined for Turnhaven, the Pierces' expansive retreat, where the entire Pierce family is waiting to welcome them. Nan Pierce leads the way with a hug for Frank, before shaking hands and introducing herself to Logan. At first glance, the Pierce clan are like a more polite, God-fearing, down-dressing Roy family. Rhea informs Logan that Naomi Pierce has flown in from Milan especially and is currently getting reacquainted with Tabitha. The two families begin to bond over food and drink. Shiv and Tom hear that Mark Pierce is getting a second PhD, and she makes a smart joke about just using Wikipedia. Connor Roy gets completely outgunned in a political chat with Maxim Pierce. Kendall arrives late and is welcomed with the sort of fake warmth only Logan could muster. Gotta put on a show for the Pierce clan. Logan asks Ken to target Peter Pierce. Rhea approaches Kendall to ask how she is. Good, he says, but she asks how he really is. They're watched closely by Naomi. Logan calls a quick family meeting and immediately berates Shiv for her poor joke about Mark's double PhDs. Meanwhile, Connor is fuming about being outsmarted in politics by Maxim, and Roman is asked to laugh a little quieter. Other than that, though, a strong start from Family Roy. Everyone gathers for dinner. Naomi takes Grace with a Shakespeare quote about honor. Ken is visibly impressed. He tells her as much and asks if she's an actress, hearing in reality she volunteered at a drug addiction treatment center where she is continuing her own recovery. He reveals he too is a recovering addict. I know, she tells him. In an attempt to appear more intellectual, Roman is talking books and invents a book he's currently reading called The Electric Circus, but then stumbles badly when asked who the author is and what the story entails. Nobody can find it on Google, oddly. Connor is getting more heated with his politics talk with Maxim after getting continually outdone. Talk turns to ATN, and Logan says he's not really involved, but points them towards Tom, the barbarian, as Logan calls him. Hi, hello, says Tom. Right-wing ogre at your service. Shiv tries to talk a good game again in terms of why Logan wants PGM. Nan is unimpressed by the reasoning, which Shiv says is largely about profit. Logan is equally unimpressed, and Shiv begins to stumble. Nan seems more concerned about integrity than money. Tom's play begins to unravel as Pierce family members ask would he stay on if the acquisition went through, and Logan offers no reassurance to a visibly unsettled Tom. Shiv and Tom quickly make an excuse to leave the room for a moment. He asks Shiv to stop beating up on him, but Shiv is more concerned with her own performance. Back at the dinner table, when asked about having a baby one day, Tabitha reveals she and Roman never actually have sex, unlike Ken and Naomi, who look about 2 minutes away from pregnancy. Marcia is becoming less impressed at feeling like one of Logan's players in the team and throws the two-drink rule to the wind. It was a dumb rule anyway. The question of Logan's successor arises, and although he says there's a name, he declines to offer one. Shiv pipes up, "Oh, for fuck's sake, Dad, just tell them it's going to be me," catching absolutely everyone off guard. Logan admits it has been discussed, but he is visibly unhappy it is being aired now. The dinner falters drastically. Nan recovers the mood by asking Mark to take them all stargazing. Outside, Nan approaches Kendall. She admits watching the Roy family meltdown is a satisfying experience, and although she came to scupper the deal, it seems they all did that without her. They both agree to head off and indulge in some drugs. Tom and Shiv are back in the room, shaken by the night so far. He's struggling to understand why she said it. "Explain the chess move," he asks. Shiv says she's unsure and didn't really think it through. Kendall and Naomi share stories of their addiction as they snort lines. In their room, Tabitha and Roman talk about his issues. Roman asks if there's a way they can make the sex wrong. Outside in a helicopter, Kendall and Naomi are wired and drunk as they screw around with the controls and enjoy each other's company. They kiss. The wrong sex back on Planet Roman is going kind of wrong. He asks her to play dead for him, but this comes across a little too creepy for Tabitha, particularly when he reveals she shouldn't be getting turned on, as dead women aren't wet. She climbs out of bed telling him the morgue is closing for the night. Roman leaves the room and calls on Jerry. She lets him in. He asks if she knew about Shiv being the successor. She says, not really. Roman pours himself a drink. Jerry tells him to drink up and go back to bed. He suggests one of their special conference calls. She begins scolding him and he starts getting turned on again. As she goes at him, she demands he get in the bathroom until he's done something with himself. She talks through the door as Roman does something with himself in the bathroom. Kendall wakes up in the morning having made a mess of his sheets. His number one problem of the new day is a number two. At breakfast, Tom asks if anyone had any fun last night. "I jerked off in Jerry's bathroom," Roman answers honestly as everyone simply brushes it off. And for good measure, he chucks in that it was Jerry's idea. Nan wants to meet with Logan, Marcia, Jerry, Shiv, and Kendall after breakfast. Shiv listens in from another table. Nan reveals, although she doesn't particularly like Logan or his politics, after talking to Naomi, she understands that a sale may be the only way for PGM to flourish. Logan immediately ups to $25 billion if the deal is fast. Deal. There are caveats. Tom is no longer overseeing news. No problem, Logan tells her. More important, though, is for Logan to announce Shiv as his successor. Logan falters at this. Nan wants the sale and the announcement at the same time, or the deal is off. Logan counters that, in fact, if he announces Shiv, he will do so on his timing. Nan and Logan hit an impasse over this as she declares it looks like no deal then. Logan stands and tells her they are done. The Roys begin to leave. Kendall shares a lingering look with Naomi. In the helicopter, there's a tangible atmosphere. "What a weird family," says Tom, trying and failing to break the ice. Shiv wants to know what just happened, why Logan wouldn't just announce her. Logan offers nothing, then slams a fist against the window of the helicopter in a temper. However, back in New York, Logan takes a call from Rhea, then shouts, "Goddamn fucking right! We're on again." I hope this was useful. If you need any more help, all episodes of Previously on Succession are now live. Just search in the Previously On feed. And don't forget, once season 3 airs, we'll have a weekly discussion episode hosted by Jamie East, along with some very special guests, which will go out the following morning. Thanks for listening.
Produced and published by Daph Doris.